Here's Andy Uteman.
I just want to break away from our coverage of those two stories for just a few moments to share a story which never comes under the category of breaking news, but still is huge and may impact your life much more than these other breaking stories. Let me start with the story of a friend. I shouldn't call her a friend. She's my hero. She's my hero, and she's the most unlikely hero you can imagine. She's in a scooter. You will see her in West London on Wonderland Road in the middle of January, like now. Thankfully, it's very nice weather. Sue Matthews is her name. Sue Matthews is one of the most positive, energetic people I know. And yet Sue Matthews has no arms and no legs. She is a victim of that horror story from 50 years ago called thalidomide. Back in 1962, a sleeping pill called thalidomide caused a horrific drug disaster, leaving images of limbless and handicapped babies born to distraught mothers, images which linger to this day. The U.S. Congress quickly swung into action. They wanted to prevent such a tragedy from happening again. They were also determined to rein in the marketing excesses of the pharmaceutical industry. They took three steps. But we have a guest this morning who's going to suggest that they may have done more harm than good. The guest wrote a book called Pharmageddon. Pharmageddon. P-H-A-R-M-A-G-E-D-D-O-N. His name is Dr. David Healy, and he joins us this morning. He's coming to Toronto next week for a very significant event, which we want to ask him about. Dr. Healy, appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hi, Andy. It's good to be here.
Forgive us for all the local breaking news that we're covering this morning, but I think your story is so incredibly important. I don't know if you heard my intro and my description of my friend Sue Matthews. I'm sure you have a few Sue Matthews's in your life.
Absolutely. I'm working very closely with the victims of this drug here in the UK to raise the whole profile of adverse events linked to treatment. One of the crucial things to say is that, I mean, both you and I know people like Sue who have gone on to carve out extraordinary lives. What you won't know, perhaps, is that in the course of the last 20 years or so, there have been 1,000 babies with thalidomide-induced problems born in Brazil alone. This is an ongoing problem. It is not a thing that happened just during the 1950s and 1960s and has been put right. This drug is still in very active use, and for some reason, regulators and pharmaceutical companies seem to be trying to pull the fat out of the fire, trying to persuade people that what they did back then wasn't really all that wrong, that there are good things to this drug. They seem to be in denial of what happened back then.
Dr. Healy, I can hardly believe what I'm hearing. Are you saying the thalidomide disaster is still playing out in parts of the world?
Absolutely, and not just in places like Brazil, but in North American cities also, whether down in the States are also Canadian towns and cities. But this drug is being used for a variety of conditions. Over the years, there have been repeated claims that it's useful to treat leprosy, or cancer, or other things. And even people like me have found ourselves hoping that this is true, that maybe given the terrible things that happened, that actually there is an upside to this drug, that it could bring some good somehow to someone. But in fact, all of these claims turn out to be groundless, that there really is very little drug good that the drug can do, but it is continuing to do harm, because in the course of trying to get a few people who may have a cancer of this kind or the other kind, or a skin condition of one sort or the other on the drug, there's always leakage out to other people who end up using the drug and becoming pregnant and having children born without arms or legs or whatever.
Dr. Healy, are you suggesting that right here in Canada we are still having babies born with the affliction imposed on them by the impact of thalidomide?
Well, I can't say for sure you're having babies born. I do know that the drug is being used in a variety of different forms, that the drug is actively being pushed for a variety of conditions in Canada, and that there are claims, repeated claims, that it's a benefit for Alzheimer's, for AIDS, and a range of different conditions, when in fact the evidence for this isn't very good. And if it's been used at all, the risk of children being born with these kind of problems that we saw during the late 1950s is a very real risk.
Dr. Healy, you're coming to Toronto in just days. You're going to be at the Jackman Hall at the Art Gallery of Ontario. Tell us about that particular event and how significant it is.
Well, that's all about trying to promote risk.org. This is a place where people can go to report adverse events that happen to them on the treatment that they're on. It can be anything from your skin getting darker or lighter to your hair falling out to a range of different problems. Some may appear not so serious. Some may appear extraordinarily serious. But what we're hoping to do is to get people on treatments to report adverse events. And what we will do in risk.org is put people in touch with each other who have particular problems, because we believe that local people, for instance, if a problem is happening in London and not happening in Hamilton, it's going to be London and Hamilton people who work out why it's happening here and not over there, that there may be a particular thing that patients who are on a particular pill are finding that they interact with in the London area that is leading to the problem.
Obviously, you suspect, doctor, that there are a lot of people who are suffering very ill effects from the drugs, the prescription drugs they take.
Yes, I do. And part of the problem is this, that if we're depending on Health Canada to ever say that a drug has caused a problem, you will be waiting forever. The response from Health Canada when the thalidomide problems were aired first, when these things began to happen first in the 1950s and the 1960s, was that, well, we don't know that the drug's causing the problem. It may just have prevented spontaneous miscarriages. So these babies who otherwise wouldn't have been born now are being born, but we don't know that the drug caused the problem. And that's the attitude that regulators have. They will absolutely refuse to concede a drug has ever caused a problem.
So give us an example. Give us an example of a drug today from which the impact is such that we really need to be alarmed, but we just don't know.
Well, repeatedly, in the case of the SSRI antidepressants, take Zoloft, for instance. I know of an excellent case of a young 13-year-old boy who went on this because he'd just changed schools and was nervous in the new school that he went to. Because he was anxious and nervous, a doctor put him on Zoloft, and a week later he hung himself in the bedroom between his parents, in the bathroom between his parents' bedroom and his own bedroom. Now, it's very clear now to me, and I'm sure it's clear to most people listening in here, that this drug caused this young boy to commit suicide. But the response from regulators and companies was, well, we don't know that this isn't autoerotic asphyxiation gone wrong. It could be, but it's a 1 in 10 million, 10 billion.
That's a horrible tragedy that you've just described, a horrible tragedy. But in this particular case you've described, there was just one victim. There are growing indications that so many of these horrible school shootings that we have seen, the most recent one in Newtown, Connecticut, are related to a story where young people are suffering from depression whose lives have been made so much worse by the antipsychotic drugs that they've been taking.
Absolutely. Now, the key thing here first is that it's absolutely for sure that antidepressants and mood stabilizers and drugs like these can cause people to become violent and to engage in actions like a school shooting. We know that roughly 90% of the school shootings involve people who are on one or other of the antidepressants or the mood stabilizers or the antipsychotic group of drugs. It beggars belief that these drugs have not caused the problem in at least a proportion of cases. They may not have caused it in all, but they've certainly contributed in a proportion of cases.
So what is the message for our listeners this morning who may have a loved one, a friend, a neighbor, who's been suffering from depression and is taking some of these antipsychotic drugs?
The message is this, that what you need to do is to learn about risk.org, to go in and report the problem that you have, Because what we're trying to do is to put information that you cannot get anywhere else in the hands of both you and other people who may be on the drug. For instance, one of the things that we do is we have the FDA database, which contains 4.3 million reports of adverse events on drugs. So if you're on a particular drug, you can go into risk.org and explore whether your drug has been linked to this particular problem by anyone else. Now, we make this information available to you for free. Other people make the information available to you, but they charge you a price. What we're offering is a kind of service that can help inform people about what can happen when they go on pills, and between us, we can make the service much better if, when things are happening to people, they go in and report what's happening to them.
Dr. Healy, this event in Toronto next week, extraordinarily important. It allows people who are suffering various drug effects to report them. Is there a way that our listeners and others generally can access that panel discussion, which I'm very interested to see, includes the Conservative Member of Parliament for Oakville, Terrence Young, who was on this show describing how his otherwise healthy daughter suddenly collapsed and died right in front of him after taking a drug about which neither her doctor nor anyone else had warned her or her family of the serious side effects.
Yes, he's been a real hero in all this. He's been one of the people in the world who's done most to push this issue forward because of the terrible personal tragedy that he had. So he's been a tremendous voice in all this area and a great help to me in trying to help get risk.org formed. So it's a privilege to be able to have him at the meeting next week and to be able to talk on the same platform as him. We're hoping to podcast and video stream what will actually be happening. So people, even if they can't get to the meeting, will be able to, I believe, will be able to see the contents of what's actually happening, and certainly will be able to get access to the slides and the talks and possibly even a recording of what the content was.
Do you think, Doctor, and we have just a moment left, do you think that the mainstream media will even report on this very significant event next week in Toronto?
I hope so, because I think the issue about the problems linked to drugs is growing. We have a blockbuster Hollywood movie out in a month's time called Side Effects, which is about just this issue, about how pills can potentially trigger people to become violent, for instance. So I think the issue of adverse effects of drugs is coming on the radar more. And I think the media, actually the Canadian media has done awfully well raising the profile of these issues, probably better than any other media anywhere else in the world. So I'm hoping they will report on this.
So again, if you could just describe where and when this particular event is, because it could have a tremendous influence on our, the public generally in terms of becoming more aware of the very serious side effects of so many drugs.
Yes, this is on in the Jackman Hall. That's at the Art Gallery of Ontario. It's on next Tuesday evening from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. But as I said, there will be a video stream and hopefully access to the presentations afterwards for those who aren't able to get there.
Dr. Healy, so kind of you to join us this morning. I'm so glad to hear you're coming to Canada, and congratulations on doing the whole world a tremendous service by warning them about the side effects of so many of these prescription drugs.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Thank you so much, Dr. David Healy, author of the book Pharmageddon.